This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Governor Bob McDonnell's office officially announced today that he has formally requested an immigration enforcement partnership with the federal government. Here is the words, an extended clip here of Governor Bob McDonnell addressing this very issue.
What we do know is that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency at the federal level is not properly staffed or enforced. What we also agree on is that people that are illegally present in the United States and commit crimes against others in Virginia is not right. And those are not the kind of people that that we need to have here, and they should be detained and deported. So a request to the federal government for Section 287G authority allows our good state police troopers to be trained as federal ICE agents for the purpose of enforcing federal immigration law so that in the course of an investigation into a criminal act, such as a gang or drunk driving or other bad conduct, that there can be inquiries made about the status of the person that is suspected of a crime, and that our state police officers can actually serve in the role of ICE agents to appropriately question and detain these people that are illegally present.
Governor Bob McDonnell speaking to his formal request that the federal government work with the Virginia State Police so that members of the Virginia State Police can begin to enforce federal immigration laws here in the Commonwealth. Doug Smith joins me on the program. He is the executive director of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy, and he joins us live from Richmond. Doug, what are your thoughts about the announcement today from the governor's office? Doug, are you with us? Whoop. I thought he was with us. We'll see if he, I think we just lost him. So we will try to get him back on the line here. Here is Governor Bob McDonnell speaking specifically to what this agreement would mean when enacted.
It's an extension of something we did 2 years ago, which allows right now or mandates at the time of arrest for this immigration status to be determined. This will just allow our state troopers to have federal training under federal law to help us police Virginia's borders a little bit better.
And the governor speaking on the issue of illegal immigration in general.
There's obviously a national debate on what needs to be the appropriate immigration policy of the United States. What most people agree on is for quite a long time, there's been a failure of our federal government to properly do its job, have good border security, good enforcement within the states, and then to resolve issues regarding people that are illegally present.
Doug Smith is the director of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy in Richmond. He joins us on the program. Doug, the governor says that the federal government's not doing its job and the states need to step in and enforce illegal immigration laws. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, first of all, thanks so much for having me on, Coy. It's great to be on this afternoon. I was a little surprised by this, I have to be honest with you, for two reasons. One, I think our state troopers have plenty to do. They don't need to be deputized as ICE agents. I think that our state troopers generally are overtrained and underpaid, and this is just another way we treat them as we kind of keep loading the things that they're responsible for on top of their plates. And I just do not think this is the right answer. But maybe even more than that, Coy, I was really surprised that Governor McDonnell would come out with this because, you know, for someone who's, since the day he took the oath, been working against anything coming out of Washington, working against the federal government, working against national health care reform, for somebody who's so anti-federal, to have him now want the federal government to deputize our Virginia troopers just seems ideologically to be way off the mark. And so it was a surprise today. I don't think many of us saw this coming. But evidently he has newfound appreciation for the federal government and wants our state troopers to be, I guess, federal officers.
We're talking with Doug Smith of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy, and the phone lines are open if you'd like to join this conversation. I'm curious what our listeners think about this announcement from Governor Bob McDonnell's office. Do you support it? And yes or no, why or why not? 977 1070 is the phone number, and we'll give all the folks who joined this conversation a little Domino's pizza for their time this afternoon, and Bailey can get that information for you and make sure we hook you up with that. 977-1070 is the phone number. So, Doug, let me ask you this. There was a study that was hasn't been published yet, but we got a preview of it here on this program a couple of weeks ago. The Cooper Center for Public Service at the University of Virginia recently concluded a multi-year study of the immigration laws in Prince William County under Corey Stewart, who is now leading a statewide effort to bring Arizona-type laws to Virginia. And they found some interesting things there. I mean, some of the results of the study sort of give talking points and fodder to both sides of the debate. But what really jumped out at me from the study was how it really does seem to be scaremongering to say that illegal immigrants are responsible for runaway crimes, violent crimes in our communities. They found that far and away, the crimes that were committed by illegal immigrants in Prince William County were things like public drunkenness. And even then, it was maybe 3 out of 100 people who were arrested.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, Corey, let's all agree that we understand why people in this country are frustrated. It's absolutely understandable that 9 years after 9/11, neither party in power has addressed our border issues and national immigration in a way that's substantive. And that's part of what we need, is we need, at a national level, immigration reform, and we need it now. What we've had in D.C. is a lot of politicians posturing and trying to score cheap political points by, you know, kind of demonizing folks, particularly in the Latino community. But let's remember, illegal immigration is more than just Latinos. What we need to be doing is we need to be looking for solutions to solve this problem, and that could mean, you know, securing our borders. You know, we need to secure the borders so we don't have this problem again. We need to be requiring everyone here without papers to get legal, and that means we've got to figure out a way to do that. We need to be making sure that illegal immigrants that are here are obeying our laws, and if they're not obeying the laws, particularly as you reference, if there is violent crime happening, they need to be deported immediately. People that are here without papers need to be paying our taxes and learning our language so that we can stop spending tens of billion dollars a year on enforcement programs that just are not working. I'm not at all surprised by the Cooper Center study. To be honest with you, most of the people that I know that may or may not be here legally, I think that they're working so hard to feed their families that they just don't have time to be committing crimes like that.
We're talking with Doug Smith live from Richmond, and we'll go to the phones. Tom is with us. Tom, you're on with Doug Smith. Your thoughts?
Thank you very much, Coy. And Doug, I thought you that was well spoken, well said, and I agree completely with you. It's I'm, as an employer, always worried that, as best I try to make sure the documentation is accurate and correct, that I could be fooled and then held a victim. But I have found my Hispanic workers, and I have several, to be mostly very diligent and capable and hardworking and just darn good people. And while I'm a person who, you know, wants to see a person have an opportunity to enjoy the great benefits of being an American citizen, I'm always worried about, how do we enforce these rules? And I'm concerned about one thing that I've been told from officers in this area. They tell me that, talk about this program of catch and release, and this is something that ICE is being called on the carpet for right now. Local officers have told me they don't bother to write tickets when they stop a Hispanic and they look at the driver's license. They just wave them on, let them go, because they know in a lot of cases they're just never going to show up again and they can't trace them. And this is a problem, and you're exactly right. We've got to find a way to diligently deal with this, because there are people of good heart that still don't like the fact that we have illegals taking advantage of the system.
Tom, thank you for the call. We appreciate you joining the conversation. Doug, do you want to react to that?
Well, you know, I think Tom brings a very important perspective here, which is the business perspective. You know, Tom sounds like a guy who's trying to make the business work, and he's looking for good candidates for jobs all the time. He's doing everything he can to make sure those folks are legal. The problem with things like this Corey Stewart law from Prince William County, this rule of law that he's trying to adopt from Arizona, is that Corey Stewart wants to make Virginia almost a police state. He wants everyone to be carrying papers with them at all times, and if you give any material help to someone who happens to be illegal, you could be arrested. For me, out of the faith community, that means if someone comes to one of our soup kitchens and we feed that person soup, then the police could come in and actually close the soup kitchen down because it's an illegal alien. I have to tell you, that's just not going to work.
We're talking with Doug Smith live from Richmond. Let's go back to the phones here, and let me see. We have let's go to Frank in Charlottesville. Frank, you're on with Doug Smith. Your thoughts?
Thank you. Doug, I wanted to comment not so much whether you agree with the governor or don't agree with the governor. What a great political move on his part. It's a win-win situation for him because if it works, he's aligned himself with his conservative base. If it doesn't, the federal government turns him down, he can say, well, look, I've tried my best to do this, and here the government won't even do this for the country. And I just, my comment is, it's just a wonderful win-win situation for him. Thank you.
Frank, thank you for the call. We've got a line open at 977-1070. Got time for one more call if you'd like to join this conversation. Doug, address the, we've been talking about the policy of this, but address the politics of this. Frank sounds like he has a point.
Yeah, Frank has an excellent point. And Frank, this is exactly what the frustration has been for the last 9 years after 9/11, is that politicians are trying to come up with political solutions to this rather than American solutions that address the problem. He, you know, the governor, to his credit, is a masterful politician. But we don't need a politician's solution here. We need an American solution that says, we've got 12 million people in America that are here illegally. We are not going to march 12 million people south of the border. We've got to come up with a way to get those folks legal, paying our taxes, speaking our language, and integrating our communities. We need to be one community again, working to make America great, not just a bunch of politician solutions that are weighed out so that he can benefit from, I think, this fall's ballot box.
We're talking with Doug Smith of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy about the governor's announcement today that he has formally requested an immigration enforcement partnership with the federal government that will deputize members of the Virginia State Police to enforce federal laws, immigration laws. Chris is with us. Chris, real quick, you go right ahead. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with what he's trying to do. These laws have been on the books for quite a long time. The Mexican government seems to want to export their labor force, and they're still getting finances from us. I mean, a lot of these people send a lot of the money back into Mexico. I think that it should be done legally. I think they're here illegally. I don't call them, you know, I don't try to skirt the issue. I think that they need to be deported if they don't just get the employers to follow the law so they can't work, and then they just go home on their own. I'm not a racist. I like everybody in the world. I think everybody in the world has something to contribute. We have laws on our border that we need to enforce. I think people in this country are getting tired of it.
Chris, thank you, Chris. Great call. Doug, your final thoughts.
You know, I think Chris makes an important point here, but I think it's mistaken. It's not that Mexico is exporting their labor market. It's that we as Americans are importing labor from Mexico, and we benefit from wanting to get, for instance, produce at a very cheap rate. The point that Chris is right about is that this solution isn't just going to happen in Washington by a bunch of politicians. We as communities are going to have to address immigration reform and force Washington to make that a reality. Part of that, as Chris says, is addressing the fact that so many businesses are taking this cheap labor and taking jobs away from Americans, you know, good-paying jobs, and they're benefiting from it. So, you know, we've got to address the corporate element, the health element, and seal those borders, get these folks legal, paying our taxes, learning our language, and becoming American.
Doug, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
You bet, Coy. Thanks.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.